Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
This is Kaya Biz
with Kokuletho Mfuphi on Kaya FM.
24 minutes after 5 o'clock, Afropolitans, indeed, keeping you abreast of the latest developments in the world of business and finance. We sidestep for a moment on the back of the threat and, of course, economic concerns regarding COVID-19. But it's in this time that we actually need to go back again to the drawing board and source innovative solutions. Joint solutions again that speak to the crisis that we're facing, and that usually stems from entrepreneurship. Young, innovative ideas that get spurred by individuals who huddle together, source solutions, and then boom, with a little bit more of assistance in terms of financing, access to markets, mentoring, and fleshing out some of their problems and challenges, we are able to actually ensure that our economy is able to re-kickstart itself in terms of economic opportunities. And one such place that is actually looking to drive this kind of initiative is what's being defined as the new brain hub of Maboneng. Yes, that's downtown in Johannesburg, Al Fajiri. It's known as this new opportunity in terms of reskilling, building business networks, and creating a supportive community for entrepreneurs, as well as those who are looking to exchange ideas with partners and collaborate. To tell us more as to how this presents opportunities in terms of entrepreneurship in South Africa, I'm joined on the line by Beth Malachi. She is the co-founder of Al Fajiri. Beth, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you so much, and thanks for your time.
Well, we appreciate you speaking to us, especially given the ongoing volatility in the market. But before we actually unpack some of the outcomes that have come through from Al Fajiri, give us more insight as to what your organization is, who you are. I see you've got a presence on social media, but what exactly is it that you're trying to address within South Africa's entrepreneurship space?
Okay, as you've just mentioned earlier on, Al Fajiri is basically the brain hub of Maboneng. As you know, there's a lot of businesses in Maboneng, but you know, the issue that we've seen is that 12 months down the line, those businesses are not there. And when we did our research and tried to ask some of these business owners, why can't they stick around? You know, they always give you answers around some of the challenges that they're facing, that they're not given enough support to run those businesses. Enough support can come in the form of, you know, trainings, can come in the form of seminars, access to markets and all that. So we came in to say, look, the area itself is attracting a lot of tourists, is attracting a lot of creatives and self-starters, but how do we make sure that we still maintain these amazing businesses that are created here? And then we do that by creating a space where all these entrepreneurs can actually feel comfortable to come in and join some of the programs that we have set out for them. And, you know, we do that with the help of some organizations and companies that also believe in reviving, you know, the business mindset that the space you should have.
I'm looking at your calendar of several events that you've had previously, and of course it's mentorship programs in terms of business and leadership for women in excellence. You've had opportunities for people to understand how best to build their websites and increase their access to markets and client services, and even Bitcoin, how they can finance themselves through using this cryptocurrency. But what is it about these interactions that makes it different to what entrepreneurs might experience within an incubator space or other facilities where, again, this culture of collaboration is often emphasized?
Yeah, I think as an entrepreneur myself, and you know, with my co-founders as well, we are millennial entrepreneurs for one, and secondly, we are still on the ground as well. So a lot of programs that are set out are set out by companies that are just trying to create maybe programs that they're not even aware of, that they're not even sure that these are the programs that entrepreneurs really need. But us being entrepreneurs, we know what pain points entrepreneurs are going through on a day-to-day basis. So our programs are actually just tailored for entrepreneurs, knowing what is happening in the space, knowing what is happening on the ground, knowing what pain points entrepreneurs face on a day-to-day basis in the ecosystem, and trying to tailor it in such a way that also makes them comfortable to come in and say, I'm also facing this kind of problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone in this. How can I go on about it without us throwing it to them in a language that they don't understand? I mean, as an entrepreneur, you already know how to approach another budding entrepreneur. So we don't come in with solutions that we just create from nowhere. Yeah. We've been through some of these challenges ourselves, so we know how best we can actually communicate with, you know, some of these friends of ours. So, yeah.
I like that, Beth, because not only is it very practical because you've got skin in the game, but you're also networking and assisting your peers. So it's not intimidating in terms of how entrepreneurs often get to interact with bigger businesses and larger corporates. But I have to ask you then the issues and challenges that you're currently facing in terms of COVID-19. It's everything that everyone has been speaking about at the moment. I'm sure it's impacting on your operations in terms of gatherings and events that you're able to host. But most importantly, how is it also impacting the lives of some of the entrepreneurs in terms of their business functions, their exposures, their opportunities? Because this already makes a very tough environment ever so much more challenging.
Yeah, I think it comes back to really being honest with ourselves as entrepreneurs and being realistic about around some of the challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis, and also equipping ourselves. I mean, things could actually be worse, so we need to get to a point where we literally equip ourselves as to what do we do should the country shut down for the next 4 months. Like, what measures do we put into place? You know, how do we then make sure that our businesses are so sustainable? And that comes into re-evaluating what strong points the business has, you know, relearning some of the things that you already know and uncapping what works for your business, and then maybe bringing in some digital element into it as well, because you know, true matter is that, you know, you can't rely on your business to be working out where there has to be like some form of like physical interaction. So entrepreneurs have to come to a point where, you know, their level of thinking is now shifted into digital and adapting some of these things and systemizing some of the processes in such a way that their businesses will still run even though there's no physical interaction or no physical contact. So it literally has to come from there. They need to reevaluate their businesses and see what works and adapt some of these new tech and digital systems. Yeah.
Yep, calls for very innovative thinking and, of course, a disruption, certainly, in this kind of climate. Beth, such a pleasure engaging with you, and thank you for your feedback here today, giving us some insight into Alpha Jiri. They are an organization which is known as the new brain hub of Maboneng in downtown Joburg, providing entrepreneurs with an opportunity to interact, to reskill themselves, and, of course, expand on building their business networks. That was Beth Malaji. She's the co-founder of Alpha Jiri.
Rewinding. Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.